It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
McKenzie almost had an encounter with an attacker. You need to hear this story because this could happen to your daughter. This could happen to your wife. This could happen to your sister. It could happen to you. McKenzie, what happened?
Okay, this is absolutely insane. So about a month ago, in the fall, I was contacted by a major network out on the West Coast, and they were asking me if I wanted to do a commercial, like a quick commercial for them, and that they had scouted me out. They had seen my reel. They had seen my headshots, all of my package. And I was like, wow, that sounds really cool. And they're like, we're going to put you in touch with our executive producer and we'll have, you know, you can come out to LA, shoot this, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, sweet. And then it kind of went away. And this is in the fall. And I'm like, all right, well, whatever. Then when I was out in LA, they resurfaced and this person was claiming to work with a huge network, was like, hey, I'm reaching out again. I'm executive producer's assistant and we want to bring you out again. This has got the green light. We're going to shoot this commercial. You'll be perfect. We'd like you to come out and kind of test for it. And I was like, wow, cool. We're going to put you in touch with this producer. Then I actually physically talk to this producer, calls me, talk to him, he seemed kind of weird, but I'm like, you know, you never know what people are like. So I'm like, great. The money's really good. It's just a quick commercial shoot. I'm like, fabulous. So I call my talent manager and was like, hey, this is what's going on. He's moving, so can't go out to shoot this thing with me. So he's like, hey, well, I'll FaceTime in. Go take the meeting because this could be a great opportunity to shoot this commercial because it'd be a national commercial. So anyway, long story short, that we've been going back and forth for a month's time, for 30 days. And I have done my research. I looked up this executive assistant. I looked up this guy. Couldn't find much on him. But long story short, I felt something was off.
Really?
I felt in my gut that like something was off. And I say that because this executive producer started to text me at like inappropriate times during the day. And then it was kind of like flirty. And I was thinking, does he want a girlfriend or does he want a talent to come shoot a commercial for him? Then he started soliciting for sexy pictures.
Is that why you asked me if I could take a picture?
No, absolutely not.
That's just crazy. And like, I said, so unprofessional.
I said, go, you know, absolutely not. I've already sent you my headshots, you know, which isn't rare for the business. And again, my gut is just saying like, alert, alert, red flag. And so I want you to give us a call, 833-563-2539, before I finish the story, if you've ever acted on your gut instinct and turned out it was right. So I want to take the meeting because I just want to meet the people. But also this guy is asking me for sexy pictures. I'm like, I don't think that's appropriate. Obviously, I don't want to get Harvey Weinstein'd. So he keeps pushing and is like, I said, well, what exactly kind of pictures are you asking for? And it's like for a fitness commercial. So he's like, you know, fitness, and that's not weird. He's like, maybe you in workout attire. Okay, not weird. Then he goes, well, I really was thinking more along the lines of pictures that you wouldn't post. He's asking for sexy pictures. I'm not an idiot. I'm like, you know what? In my line, that's not appropriate. I'm very private. I don't want pictures floating around. I would never send this to you anyway. But I'm trying to keep it cool so that if I wanted to, maybe he's just a skeeves, but I could meet other people.
Yeah, other people at the company.
But no, my inner dialogue is just like, don't go, don't go, don't go. So as far, literally up until yesterday, they had sent me plane tickets. They had said, this is where you're staying. This is a car that's going to pick you up. We're going to take an initial screen test. It's like for a big national, just a commercial, like just a one-off. And I was just like, I don't even know if I'd want to take it, but I thought this might be a cool opportunity to just go out and meet people because it could lead to other things. Who knows down the line? No, turns out this eye contact, the head company that we was supposed to be shooting for, because I had a terrible, terrible gut feeling. They've never heard of this person. They've never heard of this executive producer of this, you know, commercial.
Supposed company.
They've never heard of this assistant. They go backtrack and I screenshot. So it's totally fake. It is a total fake. Up until yesterday, they said, okay, this car will pick you up. Here's your plane ticket. You're saying, like, I could have flown out there And I was nervous going by myself because usually I would bring, you know, my manager, or I would bring my stylist, or like my makeup artist, just my who's my friend, or like someone I could be with. So I would never want to go by myself. But I was like, well, you know, I'll never be alone with this creep. And, you know, obviously, I don't know. I was trying to maybe I could just like wiggle around him, because I try to play it off. Like, I don't think that's appropriate, but looking forward to meeting you and the team, trying to keep it on the up and up. Mm-hmm. But he's like, come on, just one. And obviously I felt this was off. So it comes to find out this is a total sham. This person, it kills me that people have that much time to actually, this has been a plot for like a month.
That is
insane. To get me to like lure me out there.
And who knows what could have happened if you had arrived out there alone. Thank goodness you didn't actually do that.
And I was like, clearly I was not going to go. And I told my management and everyone that like, this is obviously fake and this is some real creep. And I don't know how. I feel embarrassed. I feel like, why did I even entertain this?
But don't beat yourself up over that. I mean, you did everything you could, and that could have been a real opportunity. 833-563-2539. Mackenzie trusted her gut, and good thing she did. Do you have a situation like that where you had kind of an uneasy feeling? You're like, something's just not right, and come to find out it was not. Or also, I don't think you're alone, Mackenzie. I feel like other women, whether they're Instagram models or influencers are just regular people putting a photo up. I bet people do this all the time to them.
And I want to just help other women, because this is like a thing that's fluent. One of my friends, they've contacted people off of my page they know I'm friends with, trying to lure them. It's disgusting.
All right, we'll talk to you next here on Joe and Mackenzie at 833-563-2539.
Call Joe and Mackenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
If you're just tuning into Joe Mackenzie, Mackenzie almost had an encounter with an attacker. You can check out the podcast at joemackenzie.com. But the thing is, Mackenzie, sadly, you're not alone in these creepy situations where people lie to you and try to get you to send them things, to come visit them, to do all these possible things, and they're not even real.
Exactly. Let's get to caller number one on the line.
Hey, good morning. Did you want to be anonymous, or do you want to go with your name?
My name is fine.
Okay, cool. What's your name?
It's Catherine.
And what's your story?
So, it's not like that, like Mackenzie went through, but I was at the mall shopping for Father's Day gift for my husband with my kids, and this creepy guy, like, he had a hat on and sunglasses. I'm like, you're in the mall. So my gut was just like, okay, just be aware of him. And as I'm walking around this store, he keeps following me. He follows my every step. He tries to constantly get in between me and my four-year-old. And I just kept looking at it. I'm like, what is going on? I don't understand. Why does he keep getting in between me and my child? So I had a shirt in my hand, and he actually reached for it and grabbed it out of my hand and was like, looked at me in the eye and said, oh, you know, I thought this was on the rack. And I turn around and my daughter's gone. So I'm like freaking out. I'm like, oh my God. So I have a 10-year-old with me, and I'm like, Blanca, get your sister. So she was on the other side of the rack, and the guy was trying to get her.
He was trying to kidnap her?
I was like, get your sister, yes. Yeah, so he was trying to kidnap her. So trust your gut at all times.
So what was the move after that? Did you call the authorities? Did you call the cops?
So my 10-year-old actually has a black belt in karate. So I gave her instructions. I said, look, you know, if he touches you or your sister, I want you to use your defensive moves. And I go up to the cashier and I tell him, I'm like, look, this guy's been following me around. He's trying to take my child, as loud as I can. And the guy leaves.
That is insane. I hope that little 10-year-old kicked his butt. Like,
I wish she did.
That has got to be one of the scariest things. Not that your thing's not scary, Mackenzie. You're an adult woman. But these sickos that try to kidnap kids.
Just go always on your gut instinct. They always say gut instincts are like guardian angels. Because I remember I was at Target. That happened. Some guy was literally following me. And this was when my daughter was a little baby. And he would go, like, he was hiding, like, in different. And every time I went
to, like, you don't see him?
I was at the Super Target. So I'd go to, like, the grocery section, and then I got eked out. So then I went to another section, and he was just glaring, following me. And finally, I was like, shh. And I was mad, because I wanted to get my shopping done, but I went to the little cop that they have there and was like, hey, you have a creep here. Please escort me to my car. And I left. But always act on that. Don't second guess yourself.
And we've had people before on the show, Mackenzie. Like, I know traffic is really big in Houston on 92.1 Radio Now where we're on the air. But in Indy, too, we talked about this, and it was amazed by, overwhelmed by the amount of women calling in. Was it at Liv? Was it at a Target? Or where was it where a lot of people say, like, hey, come to our study thing we're doing or something else. And, like, there's some really shady, sketchy things that happen. You got to be aware of your surroundings.
Oh, yeah. At like grocery stores or like Walmart, anything like that, people will come up to you and they'll act very friendly and say that they've got like a Bible study coming up. And then they'll start just asking you questions to like try to get to know you. But what they're really trying to do is see, you know, like, how long will you be missing for until someone starts to notice? So like if you have a roommate, if you have a boyfriend, things
so
like
scary.
That. And then they'll also try to figure out like, oh, like, well, do you live around here? Because the Bible study is really close to try to figure out where you live. And they'll try to like see which car you drive as well, because they'll follow you and try to take you into sex trafficking. So stranger is coming up to you and they offer to like a Bible study or they offer anything like that, just be very careful and be aware of your surroundings.
Thanks for that, Liv. Mackenzie, thanks for sharing your story. Good thing you did not go. Pork chop.
No, I'm just kind of laughing because I feel bad for, like, you know, like someone that is actually like,
hi, would you like to get to know your Lord and Savior? Get out of here, creep.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
All right, are we still doing this, Liv? Because your parents are hanging out with us in the studio, and I like awkwardness, and I want to, but are we going to do a little game with your mom and dad?
I mean, if it's up to me, hell no.
Are you guys
not.
Game?
Game.
Yeah, all right, parents are game. No. We're going to play a little game called Never Have I Ever.
Uh-oh.
Yep, with Liv the Web Girl and Mama and Papa C. It's coming up in less than 10 minutes, so just hang out. Don't go anywhere. It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.